Okay, so we are on today's daf is Abdallah, and then we're on Gimel of Beis. We're going to start from the second to last short line of Gimel of Beis. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel. My Dixiv, but the pasuk in Habakkuk says, "Vataaseh Adam kedigei hayam, kiremes lo moshel bo." I'm going to make the man like the fish of the sea, and they're going to be like a creature that has no ruler. Lama nimshelu bnei Adam kedigei hayam. Why are humans compared to fish of the sea? Just like the fish, as soon as they come up, once they come up to the land, they die, they can't breathe. After they Adam, came a portion of Divrei Torah, once they set for Divrei Torah, Torah's Doma Lamayim, Rishvoshiyom Velomatsumayim, Mumin HaMitzos, Miyan Mesim. If they don't do Torah, they don't do Mitzos, they immediately, says here, they immediately die. Right? So, and they point out that even though it's not that they really die, you don't die on the spot. It's just they're considered like mesim because Rishayim B'chayim, they're growing mesim, and therefore they're similar to fish. Davar Afer, what's the other another reason why Bnei Yisrael are compared to fish? To teach you, Madagim Shemayim, fish. Just came on Shekadra Leim Chama. Even if they're in the water, but if there's a very, very hot sun on that spot, Miyan Mesim, they will die. Kafli Adam came on Shekadra Leim Chama. Once this hot sun shines on them, Miyan Mesim, they too will die. So when will this take place? So Ibaisim Ba'olam Hazer, talking about in this world. Ibaisim, or you can say that we're talking about the Hakdaris Hakam, they're talking about the Olam Hava. Ibaisim Ba'olam Hazer, those one who says Ba'olam Hazer, that's Rabbi Chanina. That's like what Rabbi Chanina said. The Amr Rabbi Chanina, Hakobide Shemaim, all the sicknesses, all the machalos that come to a person, it all happens, it's all like Zera Min HaShemaim, Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, except for sicknesses that come via cold or warm. I guess you can get dressed appropriately, right? Because that sometimes comes via, that comes sometimes via, you don't wear a jacket outside, despite what my father says, you're not going to get sick if you don't wear a jacket outside. But, Shenemar, the pasuk says, Sinim Pachim B'derech Ikesh, Sinim Pachim, Shomer Nafsho Yirchak Mehem. If you want to guard yourself, you have to stay away from them. Why do you have to stay away from them? It must mean because it's warm, so the sun is about the warmth, that can cause your death. Tosos and Dimar Masur Shomer Nafsho, towards the end, he points out, he goes, he says, like the fifth or sixth last one in that Tosos, says, what about Hakob de Shemayim chutz miyur Shemayim? Right? So he says, Hadar mina Hakob de Shemayim chutz miyur Shemayim, Hasum Mayri b'masha nigzar la b'shasi tira. That's talking about what the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates in you at your inception, right? At Shat Yisira, if you go in Gibor Chalosh, will be strong or weak, Ani Rasha, poor or rich, either smart or not smart, about Sadik v'Rasha, low. But it doesn't tell you whether you're going to get Sadik v'Rasha, right? You stay drunk in the Sunnah of Fana, about Tovara, it's perfect for the times that we're in. The two paths in front of people to be, which is Tovara. So, Kobe Shemayim puts me your Shemayim, it's talking about the time of creation. The Kobe Shemayim, anything that comes about other than Sinan, Kobe Shemayim puts me Sinan Pachim, it's talking about, during your lifetime, not about your DNA. Like, Hashem will create your DNA, but being a Sadik or Russia is not in your DNA. Okay, that's an Olam Hazeb. The Ibais Ema, they'll say the whole discussion about Hakdaras Hachama is talking about the Olam Hava. That's Kid Rav Shimon ben Lakish, like Reish Lakish said, Dar Reish Lakish, Ain Gehenim Lasi Lavo. There is no Gehenim, whatever that means, there is no Gehenim in the future. Which means, what's going to be in the future? Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chamen Min Nartika. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out a hot sun from Nartika. Is that a place? They can bring it out from Nartika. Umakir, and he's going to have the sun shine. Rishayim Nidonimba. The Rishayim are going to be punished by it. The Tzadikim Misrapimba. And the Tzadikim will be healed through that sun. Rishayim Nidonimba. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says in Malachi, the day is coming, bo er katanor, so we have like an oven. But hayu kol zaydin, the follow say risha kash, right? Vilihet otam hayom haba, right? Amar Hashem, tzavakos shelo yizol lehem shorosh vanav. So the parish of the pasuk is that the yom adin is coming, it's like a fire, and all the vishayim are going to be similar to straw. So the heat is going to burn them up, right? The Shemesh is going to come and is going to burn them up, and there's not going to be left over, right? Lo yazav lehem shorosh vanav. There won't be left over even, one iota of them, right? Lo shorosh b'olam hazeh. There won't be any remnants of them b'olam hazeh. The lo anav olam haba. There won't even be a branch right, in the Olam Haba. So you see that the sun will burn them up. But tzaddikim is rafim, but the tzaddikim will be healed by this hot sun. Because the pasuk there, Malachim, continues. It's Malachim Paragimel. The next, which I believe is the last pasuk, the last parak of all of Nevuah. I think Malachim has, right? Kids three parakim? Maybe. Alright? If I'm right, it's a good harar. If I'm wrong, well, then I'm wrong. Right? Diksiv, Vizarcha lachem yirei shimei shemetz daka umarpik nafel. And the shemesh is going to sign on the yirei shimei, and it's going to heal them. The low old, and not only is it going to heal them, elosh mis ad nimba. I guess they'll adorn themselves with them. Right? Shenem marbi etzasim ufishtem ki egle marbi. Right? Wherever they're going to go, I guess they'll adorn themselves, so they'll have the simcha with it. Right? They're going to, that the tzaddikim are in the future, the ha'adin, I think, means adorn, no? But he has the type of. What? There's a light in it. Okay, so the light in it. Okay? Davar Acher, the third, it's interesting. I heard once from a Hasidic friend of mine. He said that, he must have from somewhere else, that he says, Olam Haba, I think he maybe is facing this, is Olam Haba again, the exact same thing. It's a stender and a candle and a gemara. Some people not Adam, but other people it's Gehenna. It's the same thing over here with the Shemesh. It's for the Vishayim, it's no good. For the Tzaddikim, it is good. It's the same Shemesh. Right, you like that. Davar Acher, another way that they compared the man to the fish. Ma Dogim Shebayam, Kol HaGodim Echavero Bo Lechavero, who the big fish in the sea, eat small fish in the sea, right? Afnei Adam, so to man, or mankind here, Il Mole Mora'a Shel Malchus, without the fear of government, Kol HaGodim Echavero Bo Lechavero, then the strongest will be the survival of the fittest. The fittest will survive. Behind the tzanat, we say in Avos, Rabbi Chanina Skanakwanim Omer, having this power of Shlomo Shel Malchus, you should daven for the peace of the government or of the kingship that you're in. Sheil Moli Moro Shel Malchus, and after fear of that government, Ish Esrayeyu Chayim below, and each man will swallow up their fellow man. Basically, it's Hibsib Lohavzian, but without kingdom, without government, you're a state of nature. In a state of nature, it's survival of the fittest. So therefore, you have to daven for the welfare of the state. Well, it's not brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, although the Meiri does say it's a chiyuv, and as a lot of times we say, what a lot of shuls do say, a tefillah for the government. It's not necessarily that you bring down both Sashani, not supposed to give them praise, but they say you're not davening for them, you're davening for them in order to benefit you. So you won't be eaten or swallowed up. Mara continues, Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rav Chanina bar Papa asked the steer between two psukim, a contradiction between two psukim. Siv in Eob, it says, Shakai lo mitzalnuhu sagi koa, right? Sagi koa means goda koa. So it's, from this pasuk it's mashma that lo mitzalnuhu sagi koa. The Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a lot of koa. Uksiv gadol adonai rav koa. You see that great is our master, full of strength. Uksiv, and it says in Ajashir, yimin chashem rivikoa, yimin chashem keretoyev. The attribute of koa is demonstrated in Hashem's right hand. So does he have koa? Does he not have koa? So Lakasha, Kamishas Adin, Kamishas Machama. Depends. Fishas Adin, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that everyone is guilty, so then he's not going to do it for Koach. He's going to switch over to Midas HaRachamim. That's when we say he doesn't have Koach. But by Shas Machama, when he's fighting with his Oyvim, with his enemies, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is filled with Koach. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Ram, he also another contradiction to other psukim. Siv, it says in Yeshayahu, Chema Eini, I do not have any wrath. He doesn't deal with the midas hakas when it comes to his creations. Uksiv, but the second pasuk in Nachum says, "No came Hashem of Alchema." Hashem is a vengeful God; he's full of wrath. So it seems to be a stira. So Lokasha can be Israel when it comes to Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not deal with them with the midas hakas. Khan, the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu does have kas is talking about the Obdei Kofagim, right? That makes sense in the pasuk in Nachum because the pasuk continues. No came Hashem the Tzarav, nor Kerhu lo Ivav. He's talking about Hashem's enemies. But the Chanina bar Papa Amar, no, he is a different answer. Both psukim are talking about Bnei Yisrael, and there's still no contradiction. Chema Eimli, it wasn't, I do not have anger. Shekvar Nishvati, I've already sworn, I'll be off, I guess, that I won't get angry on Bnei Yisrael. Mi Yit Neini, Shelo Nishvati, Eyesh Shamir Vishayik. If you look at, I guess that's the continuation of the pasuk. That I swore, right? Had I not sworn, right? Had I not sworn, I would have destroyed them. Would have destroyed them. So, what it says, "No came Hashem al chemah." What that means is that, had it not been for that oath, then he would have been full of chemah. But now that he has that oath, he can't act on that anger. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rashi, my whole Rashi tells us what he's talking about. Rashi says, goes back to what we talked about on Daf Gimel, that Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Trunya Im B'Yosef. So, V'Hayinu D'Amar, this is what Rabbi Alexandria says. My Dasir, the Pasuk says, V'Hayinu B'Yom Ahu Avakesh L'Hashmidus Kol HaGoyim. It will come that day, and I will ask, I will request to destroy all the Goyim. Avakesh from me. From who does Hashem have to request? So what he's going to do? He's asking somebody? So, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avakesh B'Negini Shelahem. I will search in their books, in Yishlam Zukus Ephdaim, if they have a Zukus, if they have good deeds, Ephdaim, I will redeem them, the Imla, but if they do not, Ashvidaim, I will destroy them. The Gemara continues now talking about, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment with the Goyim in the future. The Hayyad the Amar Rabba, this is what Rabba says, Madhifi, when the Pasuk in Eov says, Achlovi Iyishlach Yad, in the Fidola Hen Shua. What does that mean? Amar Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kishe Ani Dan Es Yisrael. When I judge B'nai Yisrael, Ein Ani Dan Osam Ka Ovdei Chachavim. I will not judge them the same way that I judge the Ovdei Chachavim. Because it says by the Ovdei Chachavim, Ava Asimena. That when the Goyim do their, when the Goyim sees, they take out their punishment very quickly. He's going to mete out punishment, you know, right away. Which is difficult because I think the pasuk in Eov is talking, the pasuk in Chesed is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroying Yerushalayim. But I guess that's learning it out homiletically over here. Ella, so what does he do? That's how we judge. That's how we judge the guy. He takes the punishment out right away. Ella, I need it from a hand. I'll extract punishment from Bnei Yisrael slowly. Kifidshal Tarnagolit, the Tarnagolit, it's like the Nikor, I think. Kifid is the Nikor of the chicken. Right, what does Rashi say? Kipid, Nikor, Bikun, Bikdura, Bilaz, Shemenakr Ma'at Ma'at. I guess when you do the Nikor, should you do that Nikor? What does he say? Nikor, what does it translate? Nikor, Kipid. The pecking, okay. No, because it pecks slowly. Okay. Like the pecking of the chicken. So a first girl doesn't punish it all in one shot. Takes it out slowly. Dover out there, another way of explaining in the Fido Lehem Shua. I feel an angel also mitzvah if I'm like in that, even based on do a few mitzvahs. Kifid, Shalkarna Golem, Shanakin Ba'ashba, and even Tapa on the Freshman Golem. I think there's a couple mitzvahs here, a couple mitzvahs there. I'm going to combine them all together. I was the finish over there. We do all those mitzvahs. They should be combined together. Why? I don't know what that means. Okay. Davar Afer, Vishkar, Shem Mishabin Lefanai, and Imosheyatsam. Lehem Shua, take the pasuk as mishavin, which means to daven, the sukkos that they daven before me, that they pray to me, ani moshiyosam, I will redeem them. I know the Amar Rabbi Abba, and this is what Rabbi Abba said. My decree, the pasuk in Hosea says, va'anochi efdeim, I will redeem them. The hema did like zavin, but they didn't understand, and they spoke evil about me, meaning about Hashem. What does that mean? The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ani amarti efdeim the mamon ba'olam hazeh, that I will extract retribution, right? In this world, they will be worthy of reward in Olam Haba. And they speak evil about me because I'm taking away their money. So that I wanted to, they don't understand what's going on. That's what the pasuk means in the Fidel and Shua, that I wanted to be po to them, but they didn't understand. Mahenu the Amar Rav probably respected the Rava, another pasuk in Hoshaya. By my decree, the pasuk says, "V'ani yisarti chizaki zerosav, ve'elu yachshvura." Right? I took out immediate punishment, but they thought evil about me. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Ani amarti ayasrem yisru molam hazeh," that I will give them, you know, pangs and hardships in this world. Kidei sheyachzuku zerosav molam haba, so that they will be strong in the next world. But Allah yachshvura, and Bnei Israel, they didn't realize it, and they thought evil about me. You know, you can't. It's a big mussar, I think. About the Tachon. You think that maybe what's going on is not, Hashem knows what's best. That doesn't mean everything's going to work out the way you want, it just means Hashem knows what's best. He's from, well, maybe what he's doing is maybe it's possible that you'll understand what the point of what's happened to you is. Okay. Mishtabach luhu Rabbi Avohu l'mine Rav Safra. Rabbi Avohu frees Rav Safra in front of these minim, in front of these apikarsim, right? He's, the Adam Gadol. He basically boasted that Rav Safra is a great man, and Shapuay Mitzvah the place of Shonim. Because of that, they forgave his taxes. They didn't force Rav Safra to pay taxes for 13 years. Yom Acharashkuhu. One day they found him. They found Rav Safra. Amulei Ve'es Makasha. I love the Apikorsim. Those guys, they knew Korah really well. Siv Rak Eschem Yadati Mikol Mishpachosa Adama. I only recognize you from all the people of the earth as my Mishpacha. I only recognize you. Al Kain. Therefore, if God alayes them as Kol Avonoseichem. Therefore, I will extract punishment from all your sins. They ask Sistira. Mandi Isle Sisya, the one who has anger, Birachle Masikle, he's going to go into his family and extract the punishment. He's going to go right to them. Why? If he loves, recognizes them as his family, why is he putting your rachamim on the people who are close to you? So Ishtik Velo Amar Lo Midi. Safra was quiet, and then he answered them. And they got upset. Here's this great guy, and he can't even answer this kasha. So Ramu Lei Sudara Vitzabare. They put some sort of handkerchief around his neck. I guess they wanted to strangle him. The Kamitsarule, and they were punishing him. They were paining him. Asa Rabbi Avo, so Rabbi Avo comes. Ashkechimhu, he bumps into them. Amar Lahu, and he says to the Minim, Amaymet Mitzarisule, why are you causing him pain? Amar Lahu, the Minim said to them, Balava Matalanda Adam Godalu, didn't you tell us that he's a great man? Velo Yodala Namalam Hirushta Hapsukha, he couldn't even answer a simple pasuk. I love that. So, Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Avo says to them, this is fascinating. Ema the Amar Lahu Bisanai. I said that he's a good Talmud when it comes to the Mishnayos, the words of the Tanoim. The Kroy Miyamalachu, did I tell you that he knows how to interpret Sukkim? So Amalei, so they said to the Minim, said back to Rabbi Avohu, My Shna Atun Yadisun. So what about you who do know how to answer these Sukkim? Amalehu, Anan, the Shechikan Gabayichu, I, who live and come in contact with you frequently, Ramina and Ashin Maini. Therefore, I force myself when I study these Sukkim, so I'm able to answer you. But he doesn't have any, you don't never see him, he doesn't have any need to study these sukkim. Fascinating. You know, that only those who are involved in like counter missionary are the ones who know the sukkim. What? This is not Navi, but still. Maybe it's a riot for the yeshivas. I don't know. So Amrulay, so Lame Lanat. Okay, fine. So you do know how to answer Pesukim. So why don't you answer Akasha? So Amrulahu, Emshalacham Nosho. I'll compare it. I'll give you a parable. Rama Adav Domer. What is this comparable to? La Adam Shenosha Mishnei Bnei Adam. Person has two debtors, right? Echad Ohavo, the Echad Snow. One's his friend, one's not. Ohavo, different men of Ahmad. From his friend, he'll extract payment slowly. This way his friend will be able to amass. He won't extract payment immediately. So no, Nifran Mamenu Bavas Acha. Excuse me, but by his enemy, he'll ask for repayment all in one lump sum. So what's the so name? So the name is he's in direct punishment every moment, but little by little, so it's not too harsh. But for the Goyim, people who are not, that's where the compassion is. But for the people who are not Bnei Israel, he's in direct punishment in one lump sum, that's not as compassionate as taking it out little by little. Okay? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. My Dixiv. What does it mean when the Pasuk states, in Gracious, this is talking about when Avram is arguing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu about destroying stone. It says, Kalila lecha me'asos kadab razel lahamit tzadikim rasha. Right? It's Kalila to you to do this thing, to kill a tzadik with a righteous with the evil. Right? Amar Avram the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram says to Hashem, Ribona Shalola, Master of the World, Chulinhu me'asos kadab razel lahamit tzadikim rasha. Chulin doesn't mean like it's mundane, it's beneath you to do this. Gemara asks, "Lo, is that true that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't kill a tzaddik with a rasha?" Bahatziv, the pasuk again, very big theological issues for the Holocaust over here. Tzaddik and rasha together, you know what? Bahatziv, the pasuk says, "The hichrasi mimcha tzaddik v'rasha." The pasuk in the Yechezkel that when Kodesh Baruch Hu will destroy Yerushalayim, he didn't kill tzaddik v'rasha. Of course, that's with tzaddik she'eno gomer. Okay. not a complete tzaddik. If it was a tzaddik omer, he would have killed him with the rishayim. I have a haksiv. What about, it says in Yefesel, we're talking about the six mashkisim that Hashem sent to destroy Yerushalayim. It says, Umi mikdashi tachilu. So go out from my mikdash. The Tanya of Yosef, I'll take three mikdashi, el mi mikudashai, from my holy ones. Right? Elu b'nei Adam shekimu esatora me'al ba'atav. These are the people who kept the Torah, from the entire Torah, from al ba'atav. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his mashkisim to start the destruction with them. To kill the tzaddik and Russia together. So the Gemara says, Hasan Nami, so it's over there. Kevan, this is very difficult. Kevan shahaya b'yodam limchos. Since these tzaddikim had it within them that they could have been mocha, they could have protested the sins of the generation, v'lo michu, and they did not do so, right? Then tzaddikim sh'enem gemurim. Then they become non-complete righteous individuals, and therefore they can be killed with rishayim. But very difficult. Tosos asks the Kutash, the last Tosos on the page, he says, yeah, what does that mean? What about Rav Chaim Wasserman? The Eish Kodesh. Nachum Zemba. Baruch Veska. All the big, huge Talmidei Chachamim. Did he not give Musar? Maybe that's the answer. But who knows what the answer is. So, Tosos asks, wait a second, the Hadar, I mean, so that's the Sabbat, and what do you mean they should have protested, and they should have given rebuke? Mutav shishigar shogim v'anyum ezidin. It's better that, don't give rebuke, it's better that people are shogim instead of be amazed. So the answer is, ha'ina b'davar she'edua shalikavu v'mimcho. The only time he's saying mutav shishogim is if you know for certain that by saying something, they won't listen to you. Tosos also makes a distinction between dini d'oraisa and dini d'rabbanan. But here makes a distinction that it's only if you know for certain that they won't listen. What, this is something? Something here, maybe, that Tosos seems to imply that you should. Fine. Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked the contradiction between the following two psukim. It says in Tehillim, Kelzoem b'chol yom. God is angered all day, every day. Uksiv rifnez amo miyamor. Who can stand in front of his anger? So, if God is angry all day, and no one can stand in front of his dam, how are we still alive? Right? You know the kasha? And where it says, lo kasha kami yos kami tziv. No, it's a distinction. When it says that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry about it on an individual, no one can stand before that Zam. But by a Tzibor, you can. And when it says Kel Zoim Lechol Yom, that's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's anger about the sins of the Tzibor. Therefore, they can stand. If you're angry about an individual, then you're doomed. Taner Rabbanan, learn their price. So, Pasuk says Kel Zoim Lechol Yom, right? You saw this in the Sanhedrin also this upcoming Gemara. The Kamas the Amo, and how long does his anger last? Last rega, lasts for a rega, become a rega, and how long is a rega? Acha mechamesh ribo u'shlosh salaf m'shmona m'os ravim m'shmona b'sha. 1, I don't know, 58,000, what? 53,848 parts of an hour. Zohi raga, v'enkol b'ri yalachol, and no one can know when the exact moment is, right? L'chavim osah, chutz mi bilam ha'rasha, except for bilam d'ksiv, yodeya das elyon. He knew the das elyon. The Gemara says, we saw this Gemara, Efshar das behemtel have a yada, das elyum have a yada. He didn't know what's going on in the mind of his donkey. He knew what's going on up in the kaviyach on the mind of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, ma das behemtel have a yada? He didn't know what was going on with his animal. So, right, so what he didn't know. So, the idna de chazu lay, when the Sari Moab saw Bilam, the Avirochav HaChamarein, and was riding on his donkey, Amru lay, they said to him, my time of Rechati Asusa, why aren't you going on your horse? Right? You go to the king. Why don't you go on a horse that goes a little faster? Amar Luhu, so Bilam says to him, the Retiva Shaddai way. I left him by the lake so that he can eat over there. And therefore he's not ready to he's not saddled, he's not ready, because I wasn't really gonna go with you because Hashem told me not to go. My horse isn't ready to go. So Miyad, right away the donkey opens his mouth, but Tomar Ason, Halo Anochi Asonfa. What are you talking about? I'm your donkey, always ride me. Right? So then Amal, you always use me. So Amrullah, Bilam says, L'ti'ina ba'alma, I always use you to carry my wares, not to ride. Amrullah, so the donkey responds, Asher achaftalai, that you ride on me. So Amrullah, akrai ba'alma. No, it only happens every now and then. Amrullah, me'od chavari yom mazeh. Always, you always ride me. Below od, not only that, El Shani also lecha rechivos bayom, I do rechivos, you ride me in the day, the ishus balayla. And then you sleep with me at night. So I'm going to, and how do they know that you sleep with me at night? they seem to be implying that there was bestiality over here, but the pasuk that they bring is talking about David. The Ksiv Haka, right, I think I asked the same question when we came to Sanhedrin. Ksiv Haka, Haskein Hiskanti, Lasos Lefako, so you see the Haskein. Ksiv Hasan, when it comes, when David was old and he was frail and he was cold, so they brought the Isha Shunamis, right, and they said, Vatihilo Sofenes. And she lied with him, right, and she kept him warm. But the pasuk says that she never slept with him. They never had relations. So maybe Bilam just, you know, slept with the donkey to keep him warm. I don't know. So how could it be that he knows when the time of anger is if he doesn't even know what his donkey's talking about? So Ela ma yodei das elyon. No, it means shehaya yodei lechavin osu shoshakas baruch kosko. He knew somehow to find the exact moment when the Kodesh Baruch was angry. Right? He didn't have a mind about when Kodesh Baruch. He didn't know what was going on in Hashem's mind. He knew when that anger was. This is what he says, what the Navi Micha says, Ami, my nation, Zecharno Mayaz Balak Ben Moab, you should remember what Balak Ben Moab wanted to do, and also Bilam Ben Baor Men Ashitim, what Bilam answered him, Balak Yulon Laman Da Sitkel Shashem, right, Amr Abelazar, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ami Ru'u Kama Tzedakot Hasisi Malkam, see how many wonderful deeds I did with you, Shelo Ka'ati Aleichem Kol Osan Hayomim, I never got angry with you those days, I withheld my anger those days. Shim Ka'asti Aleichem, had I gotten angry during those days, Lomi Stayim, Lomi Kachavim, Lomi Sonayim, Lomi Yisrael, Sardin Poli. This is a euphemism. But there wouldn't have been anything left of you guys. This Bilam would have gotten to you. Ma'ayna Deka Amar, and this is what Bilam says to Balak, Ma'ayakov, what can I do? Lo Kabokel, or Ma'ayazom, Lo Zam Hashem, what can I do? How can I curse them? I shouldn't get angry. Tosos asked, and so the same similar Tosos, it's Bekama Zamo, and how long does this anger last? It's a rega. The Kama Rega, how long was a Rega? Amar Meim Itame Ravina, Rega Kamemra. It's as long as it takes to say the word Rega. So Tosa says, what could Bilam have done? What could Bilam have done with that in that time frame? So Tosa says, Liv Tomer, Mahayna Yochel Omar, Vishamuetes Kazos, Vish Lomar Haya Omer Kalein, it's going to destroy them. Right? Now, Kalei Baruch, Hopu Omer Melech, the same Lashon, the truth that Melech Bo. Kalein and Melech are the same letters. Right? Rabbi Lo, how you mafarish? She ain't this edition. She ain't sorry for rock. La haskil kolos of osarega. He only had to start his curse during that time. So he wrote to la harif with koloso, and then you could have expanded as long as you started at that time and it kept going. They say halachic ramifications. My focus. What happens if I start davening during the zman, right at the end of the zman? I'm going to continue after the zman. Does that count? So some say, yeah, you know, if it works for bad, it obviously works for good. Vitas Tova is much as Beruba. I don't say, no, it has to all be during this month. But that's a shadow that comes out, whether or not you start davening. I think you do it, as long as you start. Well, that Kalshus may be different because as long as you make Havdalah, it's still Shabbos. What? No. Let's say you start Mincha 2 minutes before Shkia. Because you don't count as Mincha. For those who are concerned about those sort of things. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Uminolam de Rebbe Habe Rizvei. And how do we know that his anger lasts for a regla? Our success, the Ksiv and Tehillim, Ki regla ba'apo chayim bertzono. His kasses were only for a regla. And when he wants... When he wants, he's calmed down, then he gives a long life. The Ibai's aim of Mehachor, you can from here, is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Chavi kimat rega ad yavor zam. Basically, hide for a moment until the zam passes. So, Amos Rasach, at what time during the day does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this anger? Amar Abaye, v'tlosh shayi kamaisa. During one of the regas in the first, the echem, in the first 3 hours of the day, right? Ki hivra karbalta de tarnagola. When the karbala, the comb of the rooster turns white. It's not all red. But the Gemara says, kol shaita b'shaita mishka hivra. During every time of the day, it switches to white a little bit. It's kol, I don't know what this means. Kol shaita isbe surpe sumike. Every time, it always has a little bit of red. Right, ahi shaita. At that moment, lesli besuke sumeke. It doesn't have any red at all. Okay, Rabbi Shuben Levi. We also saw the story before. Rabbi Shuben Levi hamitzali ahu mina bekroy. It was one man who kept talking him, kept bothering him to answer questions. Yomachad nakar tarnagola. He saw this tarnagol, but open ben kari darse. He put it between the legs of his bed. An ayin bun. He looked at it. Sabar ki mitar yishaita al tia. When that moment comes, I'll curse this min and he'll be no more. Ki mata yishaita, but when that time came, didn't he? He dozed off. So Amar, he said, Shema mina, delav orach aro lemebe haki. It's not roi that you're supposed to be mikavein to try to get to the exact moment that Kadosh Baruch was angry. The Pasuk says, Rachmav kol masa ksiv dam and nos la tzadik lo tov. It's not right for a tzadik to punish people. Okay? Okay. Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Meir, Vishosh Shemalachim Anichin Kisraim Roshem, the time when the kings, put their crown on their heads, Umishnachavin Lacham, and they bad up the sun, Miyad Kosh Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu gets really angry. Does it make sense? You know, that's when they seem to adorn themselves that they are the kings. You're talking about the olden days when they thought they had the kings had the natural right. So maybe that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Amar Rav Yosef, talking about more dinam, talking about the anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Yosef, lo litzalei inish slosa de musafe. A person should not daven musaf. Right, I think it's an individual should not daven musaf of Rosh Hashanah betlosh shoy kamaisa diyoma during the first 3 hours of the day. Just musaf. A person should not daven musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. Rashi says why? Did you say why? I'll get to it in a minute. But the Yoma Kamad Reshata, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, this is big machlokes, whether it's Yoma Kamad Reshata or maybe Reshata, why do you need the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Whether there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah at this time or not. But the Yoma Kamad Reshata, the Yachid, when there's a Yachid, when he's a Yachid, sorry. Let me read it again. Amar Rav Yosef, lo litzali inish lota de musafe betfashai kamais de Yoma be Yoma Kamad Reshata. A person should not dab in musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the Yechivas, during the first 3 hours of the day. Dilma kevan dimitri dina, because maybe he'll get to the Zman where Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry, and dilma me'ayni be'uvdei bedachol imitchi, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and he'll look at you with a did, and he'll get you, and you won't be successful in your tefillah. So Rashi, if you look at Rashi, it's in the middle of Dibur Masal Din. It says, Musvei kol shana. It says, Musvei kol hashana hein shevach v'sipurei maisa. It says, shevach is praise, and speaking of stories. Ava musaf Rosh Hashanah, but the musaf Rosh Hashanah is mitokshu mispalo malchios zechronos v'shofros mikva dinei tvei. So there's a din involved over, even though it's also called shevach, right? But al yifrosh adam asam v'tzibor. In that instance, you should not separate from tzibor. You can't daven that by itself. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If the whole problem is that you're going to be davening during a non-auspicious time, so you hockey the tzibor nami. The tzibor also should not daven musaf during those first 3 hours of the day, which I guess would be a difficulty for those who daven hashkama on Rosh Hashanah if they get to musaf that early. Because no, the tzibor nefishe zechuse. The tzibor has a lot of zechuyas, therefore you don't have to worry so much about it. Right? The tzibor has its own zechus. I always say that we daven with a minyan. Look at you as the tzibor. It's a whole difference between davening with the yochid and davening with the tzibor. So Mar says, wait a second. If the problem now is that a yochid doesn't have enough zechuyos, so why are you only worried about Rosh Hashanah? He hachid the yochid that tzafer namilo, right? Sorry, why are you worried about Musa? If that's the case, then even a yochid by Shacharis also shouldn't daven be yechidus on Rosh Hashanah. So they all ask now. This is fascinating. They all ask. Wait a second. According to Rashi, the reason why you should be davening Musaf Yechidus was why? Because you say Malchios is for Shofros. Then the Gemara asks, well, then the Yochid should be davening Shachros either. Why? The whole reason is, we don't say Malchios is for Shofros. So why is Shachros an issue according to Rashi? That's the Maharshal's question. The Rashash gives an unbelievable answer. The Rashash says, you see from here that Rashi holds at the Baal HaMor. Famous sheet of the Baal HaMor who says that you say Malchios is for Shofros in all the Tzvilos of Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, the question doesn't make sense according to Rashi, says the Rashash. I think it's a fascinating answer of the Rashash. Fine. Okay. So, Yachid, Yachid, Bitsapar Nami Lo, says no. Kevan, the Ika Tzibura, the Kamatslu, Lokan Mitri. What happens now? Gemara says that the Zman of Shacharis is Kavua. It's going to take place during this time. So if you daven Shacharis be Yechidus during the time
that the tzibur is davening shacharis as well, then you're okay. But Musaf doesn't have a set time. No, it's true. The shacharis, everyone, every shul starts shacharis at the same time. But Musaf doesn't have a zman. So some shul finish beforehand, they slept, they sing, they don't. Musaf is going to be different from Rosh Hashanah, therefore you may not be davening Musaf at the same time the tzibur is davening Musaf, and therefore you're going to have a problem. Rashi said, Tosfos, Joseph points out, Parish of Inatam, how the Mash Mahacha, the Mahani Asilu Shatzilim is found in Mokam Acher. It makes that, he's talking about here, you're the Asilus, and the Tzibur is dominating elsewhere, not even with you. That's going to work. That'll affect you. The Tzibur will work. He says, but that, Hainu Dachad Lo Mitzvi, that only means that your Tzibur won't be pushed off. Aval Enu Nishma, but it won't be hurt. That's what it means. Ela B'mokam Shatzilim is found, but only if you're saying, davening, this replace where the tzibur is not. I guess maybe you're learning davening shachar with davening musaf. And then reading parakam of the brachas ain't tefilas from some other mishmas el the tzibur. Tzibur is only heard, only heard with the tzibur. Now that was the member of Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef had said that you shouldn't daven during the first 3 hours. But the Gemara then asked, "Behind much is closer to shown us because Baruch Yosef also from Torah. We saw that people in the that the first 3 hours because Baruch was not sitting in the din." Because Baruch was learning Torah during the first 3 hours. So why is it a problem in the first 3 hours? The Gemara says, April. That's where you should flip those two terms. And Tosos referenced that when we asked about, we said yesterday about the Tosos about Mikomo Hu Yifen, right, that you should ask the Shem to turn over. Shem said, that's not the right answer because we changed the gear, so whatever. So April. Levi's name and not Lo'olam Al-Lo Tepo. You don't have to switch. Even if he's learning Torah, those first 3 hours are still not, are an inauspicious time to dive him into Chizus. Why? Because Torah Dixiv Ba'emes. Torah is the truth. Right, the Ksiv MS Kanei Aval Timkor, right? That's talking about Libra Torah, that you can't, it's not for sale. You have to learn MS, right? And Kurdish Baruch also with Mimish Yerus Adin. So we're talking about MS, it's not a good time for Mimish Yerus Adin. MS is Din, right? So Din the Lok Siv, and Kurdish Baruch also with Mimish Yerus Adin, right? But Din the Lok Siv by MS, Kurdish Baruch also with Mimish Yerus Adin. But Din itself doesn't have MS. So Din can be said, didn't have the same assurance of din. Which is interesting because there's a piyut in Rosh Hashanah, right? It's tell all of din. Right, talking about din. Sometimes you say, one day we say the Shabbos, and then you say Muslim. So maybe it has to do with this over here, trying to figure out which, right? Both in the Lovos things, the Yom Din, something about Ochel, but the Yom Din, right? So that piyut. So one day we say it on Shabbos, and one day we say it in Muslim. So maybe we're worried about, depending on the, maybe we're worried about the first three hours, not the first 3 hours, maybe it's totally in this time. Right, we'll look into that. Okay. There's a simon now for a bunch of memorim that Rabbi Shuva ben Levi says. We're going to stop 4 lines in the bottom, because that's where we're going to stop. So it says, Gufa, Rabbi Shuva ben Levi, my desiv asher nochem mitzach hayom asosom, I'm commanding you today to do the mitzvos, hayom asosom lo lomach asosom. If you do the mitzvos hayom lo mazeh, you can't do the mitzvos tomorrow lo lom haba. Right, Hayom La'Sosam La'Yom Diposkar. We do them today, but you don't get the star today. You get the star in Olam Haba. Amar Shuva Levi, Kol Mitzvos Shayol Osin Oso. All the mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael do by Olam Hazeh, Bosom Idus Osam Olam Haba. They come and they testify on his behalf by Olam Haba. Shenemar, the pasuk says, it's the pasuk we basically started the parak with. Yitnu Eidehem VeYitz Daku. Right, they'll testify and they'll be tzaddikim. Yishvu BeYomer Emes. He goes, Ami Yitnu Eidehem VeYitz Daku El Yisrael. That they'll testify on their behalf and they'll become Tzadikim, Yishu v'yomur emes, Eilu odukhov, most of the goyim, who bal korcham, against their will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to see that Hashem has done a rightful din emes. V'amr v'shu v'maybi, kol mitzvos Yisrael osam olam hazeh, all the mitzvos that Bnei Yisrael do in this world, bos v'torfos osam odukhovim olam haba al pneim. And in the next world, it's going to basically, they're going to turn around and slap the goyim on their, or the odukhovim on their face, shenemar ushmartem vasisem, right, you should keep them and do them. Kihichof Moslem ubinoslem le'enei ha'amim. Right, it doesn't say nega amim lo ne'emar. It doesn't say against. It doesn't say nega. It says el le'enei ha'amim. Milaneid shabos v'tovos u'chof ha'pneim o'ol ha'ava. It comes in and smack them in the face in all of ha'ava. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop here. But the next, we can read this, but it's food for thought. It says, Bar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, lo asu Yisrael es ha'egel. The only reason why Bnei Yisrael did the egel in the midbar, Ella leaping pischon tail of alitshuva. In other words, they did the sin in order that they can get tshuva. The Kodesh Baruch Hu would forgive them in order to give an opening for all future Balei Tshuva that they can give. Very, very strange, I think, that the sin was done for the benefit of everybody else. Why would they punish?
Right? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mi yitain v'hayi l'bavam zeh lehem l'yira osi kol yomim. Right? It says that B'nai Yisroel were yirei Hashem.
They were so yirei, they were righteous. Meaning they weren't wrong to do the Chet Egel.
But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them do the Chet Egel
in order to have a piston path to the Balei Tshuva. Rashi says, look at Rashi. It says, Lo asu Yisrael se Egel, Klomer giborim ushlitim b'yitzorim hayu. They were strong and they conquered their Yetzer. The Lo hayu huyu l'hizkabi Yitzorim aleihem. It wasn't Roy, it wasn't natural for their Yetzer Hara to conquer them, to do the Egel. Elek Zeres Melech Haisa. It was a Zera of the king of Hashem, Lishlovbam, that the Yetzer Hara should conquer them. They least named Piskon Pel Lebali Tshuva. What does it mean? Hashem took away their Bechir of Bashis, and he forced them to succumb to the Yetzirah. She'im Yomar Achvote Lo Eshav Shalo Yikableini. So if a sinner says, I'm not going to do tshuva because the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't accept me, Omrim Lo, we say to him, Say Lomad the Maisa Egel. Go look for the Maisa Egel, Shakafru, and it's Kabul Bechuva. That Hashem did accept their tshuva. First of all, it took a lot of convincing by Moshe Rabbeinu for Hashem to accept their tshuva. I don't understand this. I simply don't understand what this means. Let's continue. I need to honor Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shimon. Lo David Roy Osu Maisa. David wasn't Roy. Wasn't to do that Osu Maisa. It was against the Maisa of Batsheva. The Lo Yisroy Ruin Osu Maisa. They shouldn't have been able to do that sin on the Feta Egel. Lo David Roy Osu Maisa. The Ksiv Believe He Followed the Kirby. Right. He had complete control over his Yetzer. The Lo Yisroy Osu Maisa. The Ksiv. Ni yitain v'hayol levavam zeh lahem l'yir osi kol hayomim, that they had yiras Hashem all the time. They weren't roy to do these averas. El lama asu, why they do it? Romer l'chad the teacher she'im chata yachid. By David said that if an individual sins, omri lo chaleth etzol yachid, go look at David and Melech who did tshuva. I thought we said whoever says that David sinned is wrong. But here we seem to say that he sinned and he did do tshuva, right? We tell them go look at the tibor that they also did sin and they did tshuva. I'm going to stop here. I find that tomorrow. It's extremely, extremely difficult. Anyway, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.